Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Take it away, Lynch.
Thanks, Donald. What you need to know is that we're going to go live to Skycopter with Cappy. Cappy in the sky for the current wind conditions.
Yeah, give it to me, DeMarco. Let me. Wait a second. I got to hear the helicopter. There you go. Well, from up here, it looks like about 275 mile an hour winds.
I swear on my life.
Category 1 storm here in Hermosa Beach.
I thought turkeys could fly.
The wind is blowing like crazy. But you know, it's just like on the Weather Channel when they're in a hurricane. You got to tough it out, man.
What's your boy's name? Cantori?
Jim Cantori.
Yeah, he's always out there with the chesticles everywhere when all the wind's
blowing. I mean, dude, we got pelted by umbrellas out here.
I was watching her on the way down here with the consigliere, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, that looks precarious. Oh, yeah. Sure enough, bang, that thing flies over the table, and you guys got rocked. Yep, I feel bad.
The big CY is here.
Deshaun Johnson of the Rams took the brunt of the first one.
That's not good.
No, I did. Right in the head.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, he kind of got, like, the soft part of the umbrella, whereas he got the stick.
Right in the noggin.
The big CY, the president of the Handsome Man community, is in the house.
Sir.
It's important. Hey, Cody, it's important. Show Clinton Yates, the big CY, the president of the Handsome Man community. Show him the video of the first umbrella flying so that he can actually see it. It's very important that he sees it because, Clinton, I would leave it to you.
Okay, you want me to chalk talk this?
Management has said to us if it's dangerous, and I think it is.
Okay.
It's time to pack it up.
Oh, yeah, you haven't seen the
first one. Okay, so we've got excuse me. I saw the rewind play. This thing's come through full frontal.
Bam.
From the right side.
Good shot.
Oh, man. Yes, sir. Yeah, no, that's a problem.
They have canceled all events.
That's one of those that, like, when you see those random clips at bars that they have on those TVs, with the shot comes flying in just like that. Can I say something quickly as well? Lindsay, for those of you who aren't watching on the YouTube feed, has the bucket cap going with a style that is working well for the win and looks good. I just want you to know that
I know.
It worked as a helmet.
Functional and fashionable.
Yeah, excellent work.
And she's got because of the headphone, she's got the right side clipped up.
Oh, yeah, I got your lap here.
Caribbean.
This is known as the Nas look.
Yeah, CC Sabathia.
I used to rock this in the 90s. Right. This is a good look.
Big CY, it's great to see you.
How you guys doing, man?
Big ass hug. Lots of love. Miss you. And then to see the concierge.
The concierge is in the building, yes.
To see. And now, did he go in and get beers for everybody?
I think he went in to grab some orders. Just for those who don't know, there's a solid crowd here. I mean, there is a lot of foot traffic, a lot of activity.
Yeah.
This is an excellent scene as far as I'm concerned. But, yeah, Julian's inside getting beer.
Okay, good. Because, you know, I haven't seen Julian in a little while. I miss him.
Mm.
You know, I love him.
Well, he's here.
I know he is.
So you guys can talk after we're done dodging umbrellas.
That really got sappy there.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, you missed
a little
it.
Bit. Oh, it did.
I like that.
You know what we haven't done? George and I had lunch today. It was actually a breakfast at about 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Sure.
And I got to say, the food here at Hennessy's is bomb.
Yes.
It might be time.
The poke was delicious.
The poke was fantastic.
Wow. There's a poke option.
Can we get some poke before we go?
The poke is lovely.
We got umbrellas. You know,
the poke is lovely.
Can we at least get some poke?
Yeah. Poke is very nice.
Yeah, great. Couple pokes.
Yeah, a few pokes for the table.
I love that.
Couple of pokes for the table.
And then I'll tell you something else that was quite delicious.
Yeah.
What was that barbecue beef sandwich?
Actually,
Cody, let's get a couple of barbecue beef sandwiches, too.
Two pokes, two brisket sandwiches.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, now we're talking business.
And then we'll split the stuff up.
And you know what? Listen, I've been a Coors Light guy for 20 years. Right. I've been a Coors Light guy for 20 years. But you know what? We're at a Bud Light event today. I'll drink a Bud Light.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will.
You will?
Scott, I'll support.
I gotta see this.
Scott, you've got some quality layering going on.
Big time.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Just for those who don't know, once again, you guys are well-dressed today.
Yeah. Double zipped.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm not joking around. I don't like to be cold.
Yeah.
So let me ask you guys a question.
I like the Pele, though.
It's NFL draft season, obviously. What's your favorite story from the draft so far?
You mean like from this year's draft?
Atlanta. Yeah, from this year. Yeah.
Atlanta Penix. Taking Michael Penix.
Yeah.
That's the greatest story going right now.
It is, but I'm going to give you another one, just a couple picks down.
Let me guess. Denver taking Bo Nix.
Love it. Love it. And the reason I love it is because I hate it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like when I went into this draft, I call a couple of guys who have strong opinions about this stuff, who know a lot more about it than I do. I say, okay, but what about Bo Nix? Because, you know, they've gone through these first five guys. I go, what about Bo Nix? Here's what I got. Bo Nix is a high-end backup quarterback in the NFL.
Sure.
He's not a star.
In baseball, he'd be a 4A player.
Yeah,
that's
right.
A good way to put 4A. That. Nice. Sedano getting in my kitchen with that. Okay. Yeah.
He's not a starting quarterback in the NFL. And I'm like, okay, is he not really? And for Denver to go up and take Bo Nix at 12, I mean, Penix at least was moving up the board. Everybody, here's Michael Penix. Oh, he makes all the throws at all three levels. Yeah. He's got the strongest arm
also
of anybody in the draft. He's definitely a winner. He's grinded out through injuries and so on. But it's like Bo Nix.
I don't get that. Like Bo Nix played at what? How many schools?
Two.
Yeah.
Two? Auburn and Oregon.
Okay. And did Bo Nix win? I mean, like, what is his winning pedigree?
They made the playoff.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And he's 24, right?
Right? No, yeah. No, they did not make the playoffs.
I didn't think that they
lost the Pac-12 championship game.
And that's
game.
The thing about these
guys. By the way, a barn burner to Washington.
Yeah. This quarterback class, though, because of that COVID year, guys are generally just older, and that breakout year has happened at the college level. It's not going to happen at the pro level for some of these guys. And so I think you got to wonder, how well can you coach them up?
I just had this with Maurice.
You know what my feelings on this, George. Worst coach position in the league.
Quarterback.
You know what I mean? Quarterback.
No doubt.
How well can you coach these guys up, even though they've hit a pretty decent
had
ceiling?
This discussion with Maurice. Can you imagine being 24 and in college?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
24
yes,
years old and in college.
Not playing football.
You would slaughter people.
The young man who the Rams drafted in the second round, the defensive lineman from Florida State.
Disc.
Okay.
Disc.
That young man played 5 years at like Western Michigan and then transferred to Florida State.
Yeah.
So he was one of those guys that got the extra year because of COVID.
Yeah.
And then turned it into, you know, making it into the NFL.
Yeah.
But man, I'm telling you, there are guys right now. There's a kid. I read this story last year about this kid. He was in his ninth year removed from high school and he was still playing college football.
Unbelievable.
Because of medical red shirts, COVID, another medical red shirt.
Almost 30.
Oh, yeah. No, the guy was legit. He married. He had kids, dogs, houses, mortgages.
AARP.
The whole thing. Yeah.
There's a Jared Verse, his first highlight you see when you pull him up, it's him just beasting this dude from Louisville, the left tackle.
Yeah.
If you look up that guy's bio, he's been at 6 schools in 5 years.
Insane.
6 schools in 5 years. So get used to seeing, when you see draft tape, it's going to be multiple schools for one player,
right,
just like Caleb Williams.
Oh, yeah, man.
There'll be more.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Going forward, for every draft, like, for example, the kid that they drafted in the first round, you just said it.
Verse. Yeah.
That guy, Florida State is like, hey, first rounder. But Albany, where he's played before Florida State, they're like, hey, our guy was the first rounder.
Yeah.
So everybody wants credit for
you
because you spent a little bit of time at their place. You
that
know
makes
what I mean?
Sense. That makes sense.
Wow.
I'm not going to lie, guys. I'm going inside.
Oh, really?
This is an inclement situation.
Really?
Not in a complaint way. I'm just saying that, like, I want to get out of you guys' way because you guys are dodging a lot of stuff.
Why not 6:15?
Well, 6:30.
This is a great effort out of you, is what I'm getting at.
For our friends, you know,
great
for our
effort
friends
out of you
Bud Light.
Guys. I love it.
Yeah. And Hennessy's.
Yeah.
And great effort out of this crowd, too, being out here, hanging out. We got a lot of guys.
This has been a great day. And yesterday was a great day, too. Although, I guess when I left here yesterday and I went to LA Live and then I went to the Laker game, it wasn't so great.
And by the way, the food's coming.
Oh, I forgot about
the pokey for the table.
Poke for the table.
Right, the whole table. The whole table.
Well, all right, boys, this has been great.
Yeah.
What are you going to drink? You have a Bud Light?
Real quick, before you go.
I'm not leaving.
Before you go on the air.
Sure.
Dodgers.
Doyers.
When do you hit the panic button?
We're not yet at panic button level yet. See, here's the deal. I don't make any big assessments about teams until at minimum Memorial Day.
Okay.
Because by then you've seen at least more than one trend in terms of how have you been able to recover if something goes wrong earlier in the season, or are you still in cruise control that far down the line, but you're still not exactly at the turn. Memorial Day is when you decide to even break glass, never mind pull out anything for emergency.
We were watching earlier, Ohtani had that home run today. And I guess he was getting booed pretty loudly in Toronto because they thought that it's kind of like what Kawhi did to the Lakers, I guess, the way Blue Jays fans feel about Ohtani.
Booing Ohtani is a move, though, because my dad was at the Nationals game where he hit that rocket shot out. He's a season ticket holder there. And he was like, there it was a welcoming environment. Everybody said, they were just glad to have their presence graced with Ohtani as opposed to in Canada.
Well,
where
your dad, the original president of the Handsome Man community?
In fact, his older brother, Calvin, is the is the original member.
The
but
chairman.
My dad, yeah, the chairman. Yes.
Oh, he's the chairman of the board. Of the board. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah. And your dad's still on the board?
Yes, absolutely.
The Handsome Man community?
Certainly on the board.
Right. And president. And, you know, the vice president is in the circle of trust.
Los,
as you know.
Los. Circle of trust. We love right. Los. So yes. The administration is, the State of the Union is strong.
The circle of trust, by the way, apparently doing a 7-10 personality draft.
Have you heard about this?
Is that right? I'm not familiar with this.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, very well.
Yeah, I don't know where we're drafted right now, but.
Yeah, but Crypto Ray, the general's handling things.
Excellent.
And you got Omar Lopez, the man of many socks,
yes.
Who's handling things.
Yes.
And everybody's been drafted. And I got to take a look at the results. Yeah. You know what I mean? I got to take a look at the results.
Yeah, I know you're big on that. So.
Yeah. And then David 100 milligrams is involved now.
David 100 milligrams?
Wait, yeah. I love that, David 100, but
he
called
he
in and he said the wrong name during the trivia contest.
Yeah.
He said Jason Richardson instead of Richard Jefferson.
David 100 milligrams, I got
two thumbs pointing at
him. Won the contest.
Great name, though.
I love that. That's great.
All right. Well, you can go do your beverage.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to
the people. We got one more segment to go. Cappy's Dealer's Choice.
Yes. Oh, I got a great one for
you. Coming up in just a moment. DeMarco, you got to be here for Dealer's Choice, though. All right. Stick around. One more segment to go here from Hennessy's in Hermosa Beach, 710 ESPN.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
All right, final segment. We are done here a little early because the winds are getting a little crazy for us here. It's just getting nuts. So
just Cody, where did you post the video of the first umbrella attacking
us? Oh, no, it was on Twitter. I saw it earlier.
Is.
Yeah.
That
uh-oh.
One. That,
oh, here's the
uh-oh.
Food.
Okay.
The right.
Food
uh-oh. Just, this.
The grub here
uh-oh.
Is just so
we
got to
make sure this gets
wow.
on the video stream,
yeah.
too.
Poke
yeah, one
for
on
the
each
table.
Side.
Yeah, look
yes.
at this.
Yeah.
Look at the poke.
Wow.
It's delicious.
For the table.
For the table.
I like it.
And we got to get some forks and knives so we can cut one of those sandwiches.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If we can get utensils.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be great.
You're not going to eat that on the air, are you? You are eating that on the air.
He's
right there. Right there. Not going to stop you.
Good.
Go ahead. Jump in there.
So listen, I got to tell you guys a story about what happened. I got to tell you about what happened last night. DeMarco, you're going to love this.
Go ahead.
So last night, man, I left here at Hennessy's, and I went up to LA Live, and I went to the East Central, and then I went over to the game. And by the way, just one thing I want to say before I get to my real story today. I want to tell you something. When you go to a Laker game, okay, or any game for that matter, and they close down Chick Hearn way right there, you know what I mean? And there's got to always be that one jerk, that one guy that shows up with like four giant speakers wrapped around him, screaming things at you about what you're doing wrong in your life at the top of his lungs that the whole world has to hear it. My man, why you got to disturb everybody else's peace? Why you got to push your stuff on me? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There were these cops standing right there, and I was like, man, what if I just go run at this guy as fast as I can and just take him down?
That would be good.
And then the cops would be like, oh, thank God you shut that guy up, you know?
Yeah.
But I didn't do it. I didn't do it. I'm a nice guy like that.
Yeah.
And I just let that guy sit there with his loud-ass protest to tell me about all the things that I'm doing wrong in my life.
Is that kind of like what you're doing right now?
No.
Oh.
No. Now, let me get to the heart of the story. So I get to the game last night, and I go inside the game, and the game isn't started, but I'm like, you know what? I got to go down to the court. I got to go see my man, Ian Eagle, and I got to go give Ian Eagle some love. So I go down. I say hi to the I-man. You give him a big hug. Okay, fine. I'm done. Now I'm going to walk around. I'm going to do a lap, a pregame lap.
Okay.
Okay? Because I figure it's a playoff game, and a lot of interesting people are going to be there. But I'm walking around, and I don't see everybody that I'm figuring I'm going to see all kinds of A-list celebs, whatever. And then, all of a sudden, there's one of my rock and roll heroes, man.
Oh, Flea, I saw that.
One of my rock and roll heroes who's always at Laker games, and I never see Flea. So I walk up on the brother, right? And I'm like, yo, Flea, what's up, dog? It's Cap. And he goes like this. Sedano and Cap, I freaking listen every day, bro. Now the next thing you know, me and Flea are hugging it out.
Right.
I mean, we are hugging it out.
Yeah.
And I'm telling them about all the different times that I've seen the Red Hot Chili Peppers and all the different places that I've seen them. And, dude, I said to him, I go, bro, I got to see you guys in a small venue one time, 300 people. He didn't even remember playing the venue.
Right.
You know?
Rock and roll.
And I'm like, and he's like, dude, I said, you guys were awesome. He goes, we bring it every single time.
Wow.
We play. And he said this to me. He goes, now what do you think, man? He goes, you think the Lakers are going to win tonight? I'm like, I do, because my boy Sedano guaranteed. And of course, and he goes like this to me. He goes, I know. I was listening. Yeah. I heard. He goes, that's why I think they're going to win tonight, too. And then he's like, man, this just reminds me of 2010 against San Antonio. You remember those games? And I'm like, yeah, of course I remember those games.
Wait.
I don't remember
them. He can't remember the venue, but he can remember that?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, that's cool. And Flea, if you've seen the picture that I posted on social, Flea was like probably sitting at home. And yo, Flea, what's up, man? Shout out to you, bro. Flea was sitting at home yesterday. And he's like, I need a Laker shirt. So he took whatever random T-shirt he had.
And he drew on it.
And he started drawing in like I don't know, like a magic marker, you know, Lakers on it. Dude, Flea's the man, dude. I just want to say out loud, shout out, my boy Flea. And I told him, you know what, Flea, you got to call the show. So then we exchanged cell phone numbers.
Okay, great.
Email addresses.
Are you believing this?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm just go ahead.
I believe him.
I'm just checking. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't care.
No, I
don't.
Believe.
I don't care.
Yeah, I believe. Go ahead.
I don't care. That's really kind of where it comes to a conclusion, everybody, is that me and Flea are now best friends. So, just to recount, you have Maj Jobrani, the comedian.
Yeah.
You have Romeo on your radio, who I was listening to this morning on
K-Day. Yeah, you got your boy Tillman.
I got Timothy Tillman from the LAFC.
Yeah.
And now it is official, me and Flea are best friends.
Yeah. Wow.
Cappy and Flea.
That's right. That's right.
That rocks.
And they had a lot of people there last night. You know, they had freaking Snoop was in the house.
Yeah.
Snoop Diggity. You know what I'm saying? And then they
had a friend yet?
Now, Snoop and I have not broed down that way yet.
Getting close, though.
It'll happen.
Checking.
For sure.
Okay.
For sure. Because me and Snoop are probably going to get really, really baked together.
No way. Good luck with that.
Why?
Good luck meaning what? I think he's pretty good at it.
Oh, no. He's good.
He's really good at it.
He's good. But that don't mean people can't hang with
him. This is true.
You know? And then there was Jack Harlow was in the house last night.
Oh, boy. Jack Harlow.
Know? I didn't get to talk to him about my favorite song, Economy Plus, you know? Right? Right, Big D? Economy Plus?
That's right.
Right? You feel me?
I feel you,
okay?
Dog.
And then who else was there? Who was with Juju Watkins last night? We took a picture with Juju Watkins.
Tyler,
we posted it on social media. Oh, yeah, the creator, man.
Wait, you met him yesterday?
I did not meet him.
You're a fan?
Otherwise, we would be best friends.
Oh, I love him. Well, he's actually my nephew's favorite.
Oh.
And that's what I'm going to say when I see Snoop, by the way, is, what's up, nephew?
You got to put on your Snoop Dogg Skechers.
And he'll be like, what up, Unc?
Wait, what do I got to do, Big D?
You got to put on your Snoop Dogg Skechers, man.
Your Snoop Skechers.
Oh, yes, my Snoop Skechers. I have them with me, too. Right,
but you got to get some babes, too, as Byron Young.
Oh, dude, I took a picture of his sneakers, those babes. I've never heard of babes before. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So anyway, big shout out to my boy Flea. You're the man. Huge fan of yours, bro. Next time we get together, let's wear tighty whities and let's take a picture like that.
Wow. Tighty whities. Go the sock. Remember the sock? They came out on stage with just the sock on.
Sock, yeah.
You should rock the sock.
Okay.
You could pull that off.
I've rocked the sock in the past.
You could rock the sock?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You can be the new rock and sock connection.
Oh, there you go. Right
there. All the wrestling fans out there.
Back up for 1 minute. You guaranteed victory?
I did.
I thought
they were going to win yesterday.
Motivation?
No, I
really
thought they
had a chance to win. Yeah. They should have won game one.
Guaranteed.
Yeah. I did the Charles Barkley yell.
Can you recreate after game one what you guys said? Because I missed it.
Oh, I didn't think they were winning the first two games.
I mean, that's just a heartbreaker, though.
Yeah, no, I know. I get it. But I didn't think they were winning.
You didn't think so? Okay. Yeah, all right.
I thought, I actually said in game two, I said, take them plus the points. I think it'll be a close game. I didn't think it would come down to a buzzer beater, but.
Yeah, you know. Awesome. And then you said they'd win game three. And
I thought they'd win game three, but now they're definitely.
Can you save face with going out in five?
No.
Does that save face at
no,
all?
No, that's
really.
A big waste of everybody's that's, time.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't make a difference.
Okay, just get swept and get it out of the way
at this point. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
What do you need to fly down to Denver? Fly back up to Denver?
Just saying.
Go get your ass handed.
Let me tell you something. I did that series last year. Okay, the conference finals.
Yeah.
And I was, that fourth game, I'm like, don't you guys make me get on a plane. When I get to sleep in my own bed tonight, okay?
Wow.
Don't make me get on
Clinton
that
Yates
plane.
Yates is coming in for some
die
poke.
Already, right?
It's a poke.
Have a little poke.
Yeah. Have
grab
a little
some
poke.
Of that poke.
Wow.
Have some. So bomb, dude. Yeah. The food here at Hennessy's is incredible.
Yes. It really is good.
Whole spot's cool. Yeah. Yes, sir.
All right, so we're done here. Thank you, CY, for stopping by.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Cash Money, great job back there.
Yep.
Janessa, yes. Cody, the whole crew that was here that helped us out. Appreciate the folks here at Hennessy's, the Rams, Byron Young,
Bud Light.
Deswan Johnson, so many people that were here helping us out. DeMarco,
yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for letting me crash.
Lindsay, great job. Cappy, excellent work as always. All right, the draft coverage will be coming up next here on ESPN Radio. Have a great weekend.